The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries Incorporated.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know His sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Well, the Thanksgiving holidays are over, and now we look forward to Christmas. I know in some places, at least around here, they were putting out Christmas merchandise way back in late September and early October. And it's getting crazy. It seems like it gets early and earlier every year. And I have to admit that, probably since the first part of November, I've already been listening to Christmas carols. I know that many times we wait until after Thanksgiving, and that's fine. You just start whenever you're ready. But I so much enjoy Christmas songs and Christmas music, and I really enjoy the Christmas holidays, and I'm looking forward to the holidays again this year. Today is not particularly a Christmas message. We will be getting to that eventually. We're going to be in Psalm 79, and I'd invite you to turn there and join us if you can as we consider God's Word today. Psalm 79. While you're looking for your place there in the Scripture, I want to remind you about a special that we're doing this month. And for the rest of this month, we'll be doing this. I only do this a couple times a year. A number of years ago, I wrote a little book. It's a devotional book. It will guide you through the Scripture to read the Bible through in a year. Then every day, there's a selected verse from that passage and a short devotion. They're not very long. It's kind of a journal as well. There's a place where you can write down your own thoughts and prayer requests and things you want to praise the Lord for. And so we are offering this book during the holiday season now we're going to offer it for $20. That's postage paid. $20 postage paid. We will mail it to you. There's not any charge for the postage. And so you can get the book. You really need to write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, also this month, and probably for the next couple of months, we're offering some little magnetic calendars. These would be great on your refrigerator. I keep mine on a metal file cabinet that I have. And we would like to get one of these to you. Now, it's just a simple little calendar. And these are absolutely free. You just simply contact us. And what I've been asking for, so I thought it would be interesting if you would send us a Christmas card and request it on a Christmas card. I think that would be fun. And so we'd like to hear from you. If you'd like to receive the magnets, again, they're absolutely free. We'd just be happy to send one of those to you. You can send them to the address that I mentioned before. You can contact us through the website at considerhisword.org, or if you'd like, you can just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. We're beginning to get a few requests through the email, and so that's great. So just simply write to us. We'd love for you to get one of these. Let us know where you're hearing the broadcast today, and we would love to get one of these in your hands. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Psalm 79, I want to start reading in verse 9. Now, in this passage of Scripture, you can kind of hear some frustration by the people. They had been under oppression. They had been attacked. And it seems like God wasn't doing anything for them at all. And they were beginning to get a little frustrated and I think a little weary with this. And I have a particular passage and a particular verse that I wanted to kind of center our thoughts on today. And let's just read it. All right, here we go. Psalm 79. I'm going to start reading in verse 9. The psalmist said, "Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is their God? Let him be known among the heathen in our sight by the revenging of the blood of thy servants which is shed. Let the sighing of the prisoner come before thee according to the greatness of thy power. Preserve thou those that are appointed to die, and render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. For we thy people, and the sheep of thy pasture will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generation." Now, I want you to notice, first of all, that it was a cry for help. In verse 9, they said, "Help us, O God, of our salvation." And from here on, really, it's a prayer. The whole psalm is a prayer. But he's crying out for help, crying out that God would just kind of show up and intervene and help them through the difficult days that they're going through. Now, let me kind of switch gears here just a little bit, because I want to tell you kind of a little background of where this message is coming from. A few weeks ago, I came across an article on the internet. I'm not sure how I got there. You know how it is when you're searching for other things, certain other things pop up. I'm not sure how I got there. But the article was written by an individual from a group of people called Freethinkers. I'm not sure exactly what that means. He was a member of a philosophy club at a community college. And the article was about a speech that he made and quoted several things that he had said in the speech. In fact, they were praising him, how great his speech it was and what a good job he does and how he did and how it made them think and so on and so on. But one of the things that they quoted in the speech was this phrase, "What has God ever done for me?" Now, the guy was kind of an atheist, maybe an agnostic. I'm not exactly sure. And he did not really believe in God, so I don't know why he thought God would do anything for him. But his question really caused me to think about that. What has God ever done for me? Here we see in the psalm where the Bible said in verse 10, "Why should the heathen rage? And where is their God? Let him be known among the heathen in our sight by the revenging of blood of thy servants which is shed." So they're saying, where is thy God? If all these things are happening and all these things are going on, where is thy God? And the guy was kind of saying, where is God? What has God ever done for me? And that question really rolled around in my heart and in my mind, and I just want to offer a few answers about what God has done for me and probably for many people, maybe what he's done for you as well. You know, there is a God, and he loves you very much, and he cares about you very much, and he desires a relationship with you. And he has gone to great lengths to get to you the message of the gospel of Christ. Even in this radio broadcast, we preach the gospel. Many towns have churches nearly on every street corner. And if they would just go and seek the Lord, you know, God said, if you'll seek me, you will find me. And I think in this case, where he's saying, what has God ever done for me? I'm not sure he's really seeking the Lord. And I would encourage you to seek him. The Bible says to seek him, to seek his face evermore. And he said, if you'll seek me, you will find me. And so let's get back to the question, what has God ever done for me? Well, let's start with this. He made me. He is the creator. I love the psalm in Psalm 139:14 that says, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. When I was teaching junior high students in a Christian school, I would have them memorize this verse first thing. This is kind of where we would start. You know, I know that these young people would struggle with their image and with what they look like and with things like that, and I would remind them of this verse that says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You, I, are a creation of God. He created me to bring him glory. You know, when we read that passage in Colossians, the Bible says that he made everything. Everything was made by him and for him. And just that alone should cause us to praise him. How he made us. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. The word fearfully here has it behind the idea of being awesome. God made us awesome, and he made us wonderful. His works are marvelous. When you think about how God created us and the intricacies of all of the systems that are in our body, our respiratory system, and our nervous system, and all of those things that he put together, how does the eye work? How did God do that? And so he created us in a marvelous and a wonderful, incredible fashion. Now, I have no doubt about that. And I think that's where we have to start, is acknowledging who God is, that he is the creator, and that he created us. He created you. He created you to look like you look. He created you to act like you act. To some extent, he did not create you unto sin. That's not what I'm talking about, but he gave you your personality, and you know what? In the end, it pleased him. We should not be so worried about pleasing everybody else by how we look and all of those things. Now, don't misunderstand me. I think we ought to take a shower once in a while. I think we ought to clean up and present ourselves in a good fashion. But God created us. And he made us to please him. Now, in return, I believe we ought to please him as well. That's why we seek him. That's why we come to him in faith and we trust his son that he sent as our Savior. And we live for him and we honor him simply because he is the creator. You realize with just a thought, God could take you out. We ought to praise him every day. For creating us, for creating the world. And the Bible says here that we ought to glorify him in everything. Our time is gone. We'll finish this up next week. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.
The preceding program was sponsored by its listeners through Consider His Word Ministries, Incorporated.